This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
5 months after the Palisades fire devastated the area, PCH is reopening to traffic, but I wouldn't head down there anytime soon.
PCH will have two lanes in each direction with lane shifts where repair work continues. This isn't still an active construction zone.
The fight over how to close LA's billion-dollar deficit is only just getting started, and already it's bitter.
We watched our half-funded, half-staffed fire department with broken rigs giving everything it had, and it wasn't enough.
Summer blockbuster season is upon us, but after years of disruptions in Hollywood, are things back to normal?
I don't know if we're ever going to go back to normal in the wake of COVID, in the wake of these two strikes, and the way that people now consume entertainment, because so much is riding on the fact that people are going to leave their couches and go to these movie theaters and pay an exorbitant amount of money to see movies.
Welcome to the LA Local for Thursday, May 22nd, 2025. It's brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Jonathan Service, who can practically taste the Memorial Day weekend. So close, yet so far. Coming up on today's local, PCH will reopen tomorrow, but it's still a shell of its former glory. The U.S. Senate smacks down California's EV mandate. There will be no easy paths to closing LA's $1 billion budget deficit. And big summer blockbusters are back, but you'll probably be feeling a lot of deja vu. It's because freaking everything is a remake, a reboot, or a sequel these days. Come on, Hollywood. But let's start down on the beach, where you'll find one of the most iconic highways in the entire world that has helped to define the notion of being Southern California cool. Bear with me for a second while I wax poetic on PCH. Everyone dreams of cruising down PCH in a convertible on a beautiful day. It's a huge part of our identity, our DNA, our vibe. And that's what made the Palisades fire in January especially depressing. So many iconic restaurants, structures, neighborhoods all along PCH were reduced to ashes. Adding insult to injury, PCH and many of the beaches alongside of it have been closed to everything but first responders, construction crews, and local residents since January 7th. I was on PCH just one time since the fires. I went down to LA County Fire Station 70 at Carbon Canyon to interview firefighters. It was about 3 days after the Palisades fire had started. Rounding the corner of Pepperdine and seeing the start of the devastation on PCH felt like such a gut punch. I've been going to beaches down there since I was a kid. I've been taking my own sons to beach days off of PCH for the last 19 years. The loss of innocence of PCH felt personal. So I can only imagine how the people who actually lost homes around that area must have felt. The news of PCH reopening tomorrow to the general public has me feeling almost nervous. Like I'm afraid to go back and see all the shells of structures and scorched trees along the beach. Can that highway ever be the same dreamy, beautiful, ambitious PCH that I've come to love? Not to mention, it's going to be an active construction site for years to come, and the road will almost certainly be packed with people looking to take in the fire damage. Basically, you're looky-loos. Our Pete Demetrio talked with Caltrans for a preview of the PCH reopening. He sounds about as wary as I do.
Caltrans District 7 spokesperson Lauren Wonder explains how the reopening will happen.
Caltrans will reopen State Route 1, which is Pacific Coast Highway, to all drivers through the cities of Los Angeles, Santa Monica, and Malibu at 8 a.m. Friday, May 23, in time for the Memorial Day weekend.
The speed limit in both directions will be 25 miles an hour, and there are some potential problems for any motorists who want to go either north or south on PCH.
Caltrans reminds motorists that repairs will continue even after the two lanes in both directions are open to the public. For the safety of repair crews and first responders, drivers are asked to please use caution driving through the area and should slow down.
So you might want to ask yourself a question. Is traveling on a state highway that's almost certain to turn into an 8-mile-long traffic jam with no parking allowed or recreational areas to visit the best way to spend your Memorial Day weekend? It's your choice.
Yeah, I feel you, Pete. We'll keep you updated on the local about how the PCH reopening is progressing. Not to mention the lingering safety questions about the beaches down there, like Will Rogers and Topanga. Are they going to be safe for summer? Can we even park anywhere close to those beaches? Stay tuned. Let's head over to the U.S. Senate, where it certainly feels like the Republican majority is picking on California. Along a strict party line vote, the Senate revoked California's progressive vehicle emission standards that would have effectively banned the sale of new gasoline-powered cars by 2035. There are a lot of lingering legal questions here about whether the Senate can actually take away California's right to set its own clean air standards. The state is almost certainly going to sue over this. Gavin Newsom was none too pleased.
This is all about polluters being able to pollute more. Big oil buying off politicians. General Motors doing the same. General Motors, who we've been working with for decades and decades in good faith to address the issues of flexibility, working behind our backs, working behind your back and our kids' back.
Aside from clean air and states' rights, the governor argued that this will also hurt California economically.
So this is about our economy, it's about our health, it's about our global competitiveness. It is, Donald Trump, about our national security, and it's about our ability to continue to innovate and outpace competition all across the globe.
On the other side of things, California Republicans were thrilled with the vote, which they insist is about affordability, since electric vehicles are still way more expensive than your average gasoline-powered cars. I got the counter-argument from Republican State Senator Tony Strickland. He represents Huntington Beach.
It makes California affordable again, to give consumers the options and not boxing them into single choice, forcing them to purchase an expensive electric car that most Californians can't afford. Most electric vehicles cost anywhere between $40,000 and $60,000. And most of Californians can't do that. On top of the infrastructure that we don't have in California to match the electrical vehicles, we also have, California is not really prepared to put 15 million electric vehicles on the road by 2035. We face a lot of obstacles when it comes to this. One is if everyone plugged in their EV car, we'll experience rolling blackouts because we just don't have enough energy capacity here in the state of California to match that mandate.
I'll give this to Strickland and his fellow Republicans. There's almost no way that California was going to have the necessary infrastructure in place by 2035 to support millions of new EVs on state roads. We don't have anywhere near enough street charging stations. The state grid likely needs a lot of updating so it can handle all of those EVs being plugged in overnight. But for a transition to a transportation system that's powered by electricity rather than fossil fuels, which just about every scientist and economist agrees will be necessary in the near future, we aren't doing a whole lot to give ourselves a push in the right direction. All right, quick break here to take care of some business. And when we're back, the road to closing LA's billion-dollar deficit is filled with potholes, to put it lightly. Traveling over this Memorial Day weekend is going to be insane. And summer blockbusters are back. It's LA Local.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Thanks for sticking with us on the LA Local for Thursday. I'm your host, Jonathan Service. I don't want to bore you with the details of the long and winding process that's necessary to tackle LA City's badly hurting budget. There's a whole back and forth between the city council, Mayor Karen Bass, their trade budget proposals over the next month or so. There are a lot of votes and a lot of debating the details. But as you can imagine, bridging a $1 billion deficit is no small feat. So today, the city council's budget committee started debate on its counterproposals to Mayor Bass's budget offering. Our man in City Hall, Craig Figner, tells us it didn't go very smoothly.
The Los Angeles City Fire Department is getting more than $1 billion, $1,011,000,000 to be precise, in this proposed budget that is being debated today at Los Angeles City Hall. It's a $48 million increase over last year's funding, and this does not include pay raises for firefighters. But Councilmember Tracy Park, when she looked at the numbers, remember her district devastated by the Palisades disaster, she said, no, not enough, not even close.
During the fire, we watched our half-funded, half-staffed fire department with broken rigs giving everything it had, and it wasn't enough. Our firefighters and paramedics are responding to 180 homeless-related calls every single day, and that includes more than 35 homeless fires. The mayor proposed 67 new positions in the fire department to address that problem, but all of that money got swept away in committee. And those calls aren't going to stop, and the emergencies aren't going to stop, but the additional funding to address them has been cut. And the maintenance yards are still packed with broken down engines, and yet we're still cutting a proposal to bring on the mechanics that we need to fix them. I will not be supporting this recommendation.
That led Councilmember Tim McCosker, who's on the budget committee, who helped craft this budget proposal. He said, okay, fine. Yeah, I'd like fire to have more money too.
Every single dollar in this budget only has 100 pennies. If folks want to put more money into the fire department, it would be great, but we have to decide what we're going to do away with. Are we going to really lay off folks that do sidewalks, streets, curbs, gutters, more than we are doing already? Where does it come from?
This budget, currently under debate, also slows hiring for the Los Angeles Police Department. That, too, drew criticism from Park and other council members. So far, we have three council members who say they are no votes on this budget, and it is because of the lack of funding, they say, for both police and fire.
LA has to have a budget in place and must close that $1 billion gap by the beginning of July at the latest. I, for one, hate traveling on holidays. Fighting crowds every step of the way along your vacation doesn't sound necessarily relaxing. But apparently I'm in the minority. Our John Baird, a brave man, ventured down to LAX to talk to some travelers and absorb some abuse from airport police.
It can be very stressful to take a trip over a holiday period with longer lines and crowded planes. I'm not a fan, but sometimes you have to do what you have to do. I know I avoid traveling over holiday weekends. How do you feel about it?
Well, we're going to a wedding, so that's why we're forced to go.
We don't have a choice.
Say that again.
We don't have a choice.
But she said things were good because they arrived at the airport early, and that's a big deal during peak travel times. And their destination, well, that kind of eased the pain, too. Where are you heading?
Maui.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yes.
So is it a vacation, too?
Yes.
And just think about this. By the time you start heading home from work, they could be poolside in Maui. I'm John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
I think those people talking with John at the airport are masochists to be traveling over Memorial Day, but I must admit, they're pretty adorable. And sitting poolside in Maui does sound pretty good. In Southern California, about 3.6 million people are expected to hit the roads or hop on a plane. It's a third consecutive year of record-breaking travel for Memorial Day weekend. People are crazy. Crazy to be traveling in those crowds. Finally, if you're not nuts enough to be traveling this upcoming weekend, perhaps you'll be taking in a flick or two down at the local theater. Summer blockbuster season gets its official launch on Memorial Day. But it ain't what it used to be, or at least it hasn't. Not since the disruptions in Hollywood from COVID, the actors and writers strikes. The last several years have been pretty barren of big summer blockbusters. The only real exception in about 5 years were probably the Barbie and Oppenheimer movies. But this summer could be different. What is supposed to be the final Mission Impossible movie kicks off a summer that's full of big budget, high energy action movies. I talked to one of my favorite film critics of all time, Mara Rheinstein at Us Weekly. We got a preview of the last Mission movie, which once again involves Tom Cruise cheating death in creative ways.
Maybe don't load up on the soda beforehand because it is such a long movie. And if you go to the bathroom, you're liable to miss him risking his life yet again. But there is something comforting about watching Tom Cruise as this special agent, Ethan Hunt, trying to track down these bad guys, trying to stop the end of the world. You definitely will get your money's worth in Mission Impossible. Is it as strong as the middle movies of this franchise? No, the plot is almost ridiculously convoluted. There's so much exposition involved. It definitely could have been cut at least 20 minutes, but it's also entertaining though. And Tom Cruise, you're not going to see a Tom Cruise coming up again. This is our action star. Yes, he's in his 60s. He still looks great.
She's not wrong. Does look great, especially for his 60s. Rheinstein says the 2025 summer blockbuster movie season is a refreshing return to normal for Hollywood. Kinda, mostly.
I don't know if we're ever going to go back to normal in the wake of COVID, in the wake of these two strikes, in the way that people now consume entertainment, because so much is riding on the fact that people are going to leave their couches and go to these movie theaters and pay an exorbitant amount of money to see movies. However, the slate this year looks great, and we're coming off a few genuine hits over the spring, including Sinners with Michael B. Jordan. Minecraft movie was huge with kids of all ages. The Thunderbolts movie, which I guess is retitling itself as the New Avengers. Those are three solid hits. And so now let's bring that good will of movie going into summertime.
She says there will be plenty of familiar old favorites featured at the box office this summer, like a new Happy Gilmore, a new Jurassic Park, a remake of The Naked Gun, a live-action Lilo and Stitch movie, yet another Predator movie, a new Superman movie. You get the idea. Apparently, very few people in Hollywood have new creative concepts. This has been your LA Local for Thursday, May 22nd. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Just one more day, everyone. Hang in there. See you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.